Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. On the phone right now, I've got Dr. Rumana Hussain, who's a consultant radiologist from the Nuffield Hospital, who are one of our sponsors here at Phoenix FM. Good morning, Rumana. Can I call you Rumana?
Yes, please do. Hi, Mike. Thank you for inviting me on to speak.
It's my pleasure, really. I like intelligent people on the show. The listeners don't get it with me, but I like to introduce people that are intelligent. First of all, explain to me exactly what a radiologist does.
Right. So firstly, a radiologist is a doctor who uses ultrasound, x-rays, MRI scans and CT scans to make diagnoses and actually to guide treatment and perform treatment. So I work as a musculoskeletal radiologist, which means that I work with specialists for bones and joint problems and tendon problems. And I work with a wide range of primary care and consultants within the hospital to deliver pain-killing injections and treatments under ultrasound guidance. So we do injections under guidance so that we can see where the needle goes in, and we perform these injections for pain relief.
Did it take you long to train for this job?
So I've probably been a radiologist for probably 20 years, you have to do a medical degree, and I specialised in radiology after I'd done my medical rotations. So you get a breadth of knowledge by working on the wards, and then you get to put that into practice to understand the pathology of actually doing the imaging. So when I see patients, I actually can understand the medical aspects of their diagnosis, and I can explain that and then show them what is actually going on in their bodies and what I can do to help them.
So do you work with MRI and CAT scans?
Yes, but I think usually patients don't see me. I'm a silent person in part of that patient care. So when a patient has a CT scan for pain or cancer, I read the CT scan or the MRI scan in a dark room, and then I give my feedback to the consultants or the GP, and then they speak to the patients. But as part of being a radiologist in my specialty field, is that I actually do ultrasound. During an ultrasound procedure, scan, so we use a machine and we use jelly, and we do ultrasound to look at what's going on in the patient. And it's really nice because I can explain why patients are having pain, can show them the pathology on the screen, and within that time frame, if appropriate, sometimes we can actually guide treatment at the same time.
So what is the basic difference between, and I know there's three sorts of scans that you work with, x-rays, MRIs and the CAT scans, the CT scans. What's the difference between the three of them?
Right. So an x-ray is where we use an x-ray machine to take a single image, maybe in different angles, to look at bones predominantly. So an x-ray is really good for looking for arthritis, looking for fractures, looking at the chest for looking for any large masses. And so that predominantly looks at bone and really hard soft tissue lumps. Now, that's just one image. So we can't always make a diagnosis on just an x-ray alone. So a CT scan is where we use a combination of different x-rays in a rotation to give a full body image of a patient so that we can look at the liver, the kidneys, the joints, we can give different kind of diagnoses about the organs, which an x-ray wouldn't be able to do. With MRI scan, we use those for different conditions. So we might do that for rotator cuff disease or spinal problems, and it looks at soft tissues more so than just the bones. But we use it, it depends on what patient's problems are, and we tailor which of those modalities would be best suited. And sometimes actually people have a combination of these different studies, and sometimes we pull in looking at previous studies and looking at all of these to actually come to a diagnosis.
I never knew that there's so much in it. I've had all three: x-ray, a CAT scan and MRI. And
they use different technologies as well.
I never realized there was so much going on in there. The sounds from an MRI machine, what is that all about? Because that's just ridiculous, all the different sounds coming out.
So I'm not sure sure whether you can hear any background noise. I'm actually next door to the MRI scanner, and you can hear a funny kind of squelching noise. So the MRI scanner is different from a CT scanner because it's a large magnet, and that magnetic field generates these noises. So usually people will go into a tunnel and have headphones on while they go in because it's actually quite loud. A CT scan is far quicker, has a different kind of noise, a whirring sound, but it's because they use different technologies to produce the different types of images.
Well, Dr. Hussain, thank you very much for coming on this morning. We really do appreciate it. It just gives us a glimpse into the health service and private healthcare and as to what they actually do to earn their money.
Many thanks.